You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, it is time for me to share with you this article that was published on the 10th of June. Chinese man seeks divorce from wife of 16 years after learning his three daughters are not his biological children. Boy, I tell you, I'm going to come up with a new term today. Raggedy bitch syndrome is something that is universal to all women. It does not matter what the shell is. Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Dutch, Russian, Polish, you know, Spanish, Mexican, you know, Nigerian, South African, Kenyan, it does not matter. Raggedy bitch syndrome is universal. The only difference between these women is their ethnicity, is the outside shell. However, their CPU operates the exact fucking same, which is at the baseline selfishness. The man, surnamed Chen, from Jiangxi province in eastern China, began having suspicions about his wife, surnamed Yu, last year. While Chen was working in another city to support his family, he and his wife initially called regularly until she began to avoid him and explained that she wanted to work away from home, reported South China Morning Post. On March 1st, Chen managed to track Yu to a hotel in eastern China, where he witnessed his wife checking out with another man. And this is why more men are completely done with the mating and dating market. Although he forgave her, he later decided to do a paternity test and discovered that none of his three girls had been his biological children. Not once, not twice, three times. This woman got knocked up by another guy and had him raising it. Now, this phrase, alpha fucks, beta bucks, honestly is a phrase that I cannot stand to hear men continuously spout. Let's be truthfully honest on this. That is another way to honestly shame the other man, to shame the victim. Yeah, the guy who's the quote unquote beta, he's the fucking victim. And this is another reason why women have no problems fucking us over, because we shame each other as men. Oh, well, that guy's beta, da-da-da-da-da. He's a weak man, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This is why women will continue to run circles around us, because we men will never fucking unite, especially in a case like this. Quote, unquote, none of them are my children, Chen told Jiangxi Radio and television station. After the revelation, Yu disappeared and is now untraceable. Oh, this raggedy hoe. So once she gets found out, she literally throws a ninja smoke bomb and disappears. Talk about running away from accountability. Jen has been reaching out to local media outlets asking for help in tracking down his wife. A TV station managed to contact you over the phone. And when asked about the situation, she responded that she did not cheat on her husband. And oh, here is the most unmitigated gall of a statement I've ever heard in a case like this. Biological paternity is not important. You know what? Wow. Just wow. And then, to top it all off, she has the audacity, the true unmitigated gall, to say she criticized her husband for seeking a divorce. Gentlemen, I know a lot of you move different. I know a lot of you would say, you know what? She's not worth going to prison over. However, not every man is going to think that particular line of thought. This man should tell that woman, you should never come back. Because if you do, things are going to happen. A mask and the hot butter knife of doom are going to be involved. Just saying. So yeah, this woman should make sure she should never come back. Because he forgave her initially for being unfaithful. You know, a lot of men, we do have big hearts. However, after finding out none of his kids are his, that right there, gentlemen, is one of the ultimate forms of betrayal. And she committed it 3 times. Yeah. And then she tries to rationalize it. Oh, the gaslighting is on full display. Quote unquote, couples who are sterile adopt kids all the time. You told the news outlet, please try to empathize with me. You see, gentlemen, that right there is the biggest fucking problem that modern men face in society. There are times when you must not empathize with these women. There are times where these women must face consequences for their actions. Remember, gentlemen, remember, you heard it here. Her actions and her decisions are never your fault. She is a functioning adult, and guess what? She can make decisions like a functioning adult. However, we have a world that loves to coddle women just because they are the major consumers. The 3 children called him, quote unquote, dad for many years. Now he says the daughters are not his. What is the difference between him and an animal? See, this is classic projection. She knows she's the vile beast in this equation. But nope, once again, women have a monopoly on mental warfare. She's doing everything she can to make sure that she can guilt and shame this man into raising those kids that are not his. Now, a lot of men in the past were willing to be stepdads. Why? Because they viewed those women back in that time as worthy of such a deal. And those women were actually grateful for said man to step up. However, nowadays, oh, hell no. Hell no. a lawyer named Yu, different Yu, obviously, told Jiangxi radio and TV station that Chen is fully capable of divorcing Yu if he believes her actions, quote unquote, severely harmed their relationship. He's got three walking, talking examples of how she ruined the relationship. Why? Because she decided of her own free will to have children of a different man. So yeah, that is a severe harming of the relationship. Quote unquote, when he applies for a divorce, not only would the law encourage him to ask his wife to reimburse support payments and other expenses he paid for the three children, but he could also seek damages for psychological suffering. Yu was quoted as telling the news outlet. That's why that bitch ran. That right there is why that bitch got the fuck out of Dodge. Oh, gentlemen, if only something like that were made available to men in the West. Why? Because there are so many men who are suffering in silence from psychological abuse, from emotional abuse, from their wives. All of this happy wife, happy life, all that nonsense. That statement right there is the statement of a broken married man. Period. Any married man who says that around me, I damn near want to choke the life out of him. Period. But yeah, so many men are suffering emotional and psychological abuse in the West, but yet, nope, there's no hope for us. There's nothing. You just got to take it. No. Gentlemen, it is time to start fighting back. Men have been far too nice to the modern woman. Men have been far too fearful of the divorce and family court system to fight back. Gentlemen, until we get to that point where we stop using that term alpha fucks, beta bucks, and actually start, you know, solidifying our shield wall, we'll never defeat this thing called feminism. We'll never defeat it truly. But as long as we keep separating ourselves, guess what? The women, it doesn't matter what ethnicity they are, they will still form up like Holtron to try to fuck us over. And too many men are willing to go along with it just because they think that that'll get them a piece of pussy. Wow. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies around the world, the power will eventually go out for y'all. Feminism and all the quote unquote fake power that you think you can enjoy will go out right along with it. However, more and more men are turning their backs on society. And this article right here is just another nail in the coffin of marriage and the childbirth rate, period. But before I go, before I close this out, gentlemen, this right here is another scenario that you can use to disqualify any woman that you see necessary. You know what? This is going to give me a grand idea. You know how women love to disqualify men? How about men come up with our own disqualification list? Oh, I'm going to put something together, gentlemen. Oh, I'm going to have fun with this one. Ooh, this is going to be delicious. Well, like I said, This article represents another reason why men are just chunking deuces on the whole marriage and childbirth. And we have even more articles like this floating around. But, ladies, this is something that you brought on yourself. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.